With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern. Today, we're at Messiah Lutheran Church at Grand and Pestalozzi in South City, St. Louis, Missouri. It's Sunday. The focus is rest. Making the sign of the cross, I say, O God, I am restless until I find my rest in you. I cease from my work today, and I praise you for all of your work. This day of rest is set apart by the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite my Lord now into this time and into this place. Jesus, you are the resurrection. You are life. There is death and decay all around me, so fill me with abundant life in excess.
Out all of my transgressions and wash away.
I come honestly and humbly before my God. Today I do so in a three-part examination. First, be silent. I am in the presence of the living God. Second, examine yourself. Am I willing to commit myself wholly to God? Am I willing to break every sin I am aware of? Will I give up everything that contradicts what God wants for me? Third, pray. Lord, I release the tight fist of my grip. I yield to your way. Let the breath of your Spirit move me where you will, even if I don't want to go. Lord, my hands are empty. What do you want for me? What is your will? Whatever you want, I will obey.
The Word, John chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Pruning can be painful. When we think of being pruned by God, it's easy to think of minor cuts, small challenges that do us good. But perhaps harder to think of is the severe changes that might drastically affect our lives in painful ways. To the gardener, however, pruning a plant looks like cutting off living branches, taking significant lengths off of a perfectly healthy branch to encourage new growth. And this is true of what Jesus is saying too. Being pruned oftentimes feels very painful, as if some large part of you that was once deeply connected to life has been severed. It can feel as though one's wounds have been left raw to face the elements. It can feel like God has deliberately disconnected himself, and one's protests are met only with silence. But we can take heart from Christ's words. God prunes every branch that bears fruit, so that it will be even more fruitful. Every saint who has been fruitful has dealt with the emotional loss of having been pruned. The gardener is lovingly ruthless. He severs parts of our connection to the vine, even connections that do not appear in need of pruning, so that we can bear more fruit. Because he abides in us, and we in him, we can be certain that even the most painful pruning experiences are for the sake of his great love.
I pray. O Creator, on this day of rest, help me to rest in you. Father, I ask for physical, mental, and emotional health. Father, I ask for times of joy and delight and leisure. Lord, forgive me where I overwork and obsess about my work. On this day of rest, help me to stop and to find my rest in you alone. Father, I pray for a Sabbath day, to be free of all the tasks and all the stress, all the anxiety. Father, I pray for a day of worship, a holy day, to focus on you, to fear, love, and trust in you above all things, O Lord, I trust you enough to believe that you provide for me, even when I sleep, even when I stop working. You never cease. I commend this day, my whole life, into your hands. In the name of Jesus, amen.